This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. Two whale researchers are raising concern over Hillcorp's activities in Lower Cook Inlet. The company is using air guns to explore the area for oil and gas, but KBBI's Renee Gross talks with researchers who say it will cause irreversible damage to whales and other marine wildlife.
Biologist Olga Vonzegaser is playing a recording of air gun blasts coming from Hillcorp. She recorded the underwater noise a few miles away from the company's vessel. Vonzegaser is sitting on a boat in Homer about to go out to identify and count humpback whales. She has been studying whales in the area for the past 40 years with a nonprofit she co-directs called Winged Whale Research. It's a small research and education organization. She says Hillcorp's process of shooting sound underwater makes her worried for the mammals.
That sound is so loud, it is like bombing, and animals move away from it, and it harms all the marine creatures, and there's a lot of science proving that.
That's why she and her research partner have been monitoring Hillcorp activities. The company's permit allows humpback whales roughly 1,500 feet from the vessel. She says that's not nearly enough space. It's the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's job to enforce the conditions of the permit. But because NOAA is part of the lawsuit, it could not provide a comment for this story. However, the agency said potential violations of regulations should be reported to their law enforcement offices. Hillcorp filed a motion to intervene on the lawsuit and did not respond to a request for comment on Vonzegaser's concerns. But during a Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly meeting in August, project manager Mike Dunn said these surveys are nothing new.
Now, one thing I should mention is there have been, I think, four seismic programs shot over this area over the last 40 years.
The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management can't confirm this statistic. The agency's available records only go back to 1998, but the organization did say there was a seismic survey in 2005. Beth Sharp is a wildlife biologist with Hillcorp. She also spoke at the meeting and says the company is putting independent observers on a helicopter and on boats to spot marine mammals.
And so we have people on watch on all the vessels at all times during operations, monitoring the entire area, areas of insonification, and we have certain triggers for when we shut down operations if something comes into those areas.
Back at the boat, researcher Shelley Gill drives over to a group of humpback whales.
We're surrounded.
She questions Hillcorp's ability to abide by their permit restrictions.
Their observers can't see in the middle of the night.
But it's not something that Gill and her research partner can make up for.
When I say David and Goliath, you're looking at this boat. We got a 60-horse, four-stroke engine. On a 28-foot sailboat with a foam core.
Still, she says she isn't deterred.
So are we supposed to politely go, oh, well, they got their permit, so it must be okay? No, that's not what we're going to do. Because all over the world, things are legal that are wrong.
Hillcorp's permit allows them roughly 40 more days to finish their seismic surveying. But the company will likely finish before then. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.
You can read that story and more at knba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.